Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, hello. God bless you, folks, and thank you for listening to my little tiny podcast here, Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry, where we are broadcasting out of Gainesville, Virginia, and out of Manassas, Virginia. We do want to give you all the praise and glory, Father God, for everything that you do and everything that you don't do, Father God, because you are so great in creating each and every one of us in your likeness, as masterpieces, as the apple of your eye, as our names are tattooed in the palm of your hand, as your firm grip holds us tight, as you will never leave nor forsake us. Sent your only, singly, only begotten Son come to this world for our salvation, to die, lay his life down for us. As we, your sheep, have gathered in knowledge, gathered in the love, as we stomp to the mountaintops, shout praises and glory to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and worship only you. Thank you, Father God, for being with us. And so patient and loving kindness and mercy for each and every one of us. God bless you, everyone. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, everyone. And we do a little tiny podcast every week. I try to every week. It's kind of hard. I do a TV. I work on the radio. I also work semi-full-time. And I have many other things that are going on with the ministry that are a struggle, in which I pretty much wear all the hats in the ministry here. So bear with me. We're going to give you a word of encouragement today in the fact that you are not broken. You are not broken. Because if God created you, he had to create you broken. We just became lost. We just became lost, folks. And you need to come back because Jesus cries out for us, cries out our names. God will call us out, just as he called Lazarus from death, brought him back to life by calling his name, shouting faith and believing that he could do all things through the Father, as we can do all things through Christ, and because Christ is in us. And folks, here it is in Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full and well. And Jesus spoke in John, and Jesus said that, proclaiming his identity, that you have seen the Father if you've seen me. Do not believe me, at least believe the works that my Father does through me. As you, each and every one of us can do things through Christ, just as Jesus was doing things through the Father. And the Father in him. And we in Christ, Christ in us. As we are the temple, we make holy, 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 make it righteous. It's not going to be perfect. But it said, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Not that I'm perfectly made. We were perfect in all forms of creation. We were perfect with one flaw from the beginning, Adam and Eve. And that flaw was free will. And it's your free will to come to Christ. It's your free will to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's your free will to believe it or not. It's your free will to receive salvation and eternal life and never taste a second death. That's your choice, your free will. And I pray that you have made that choice to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And ask forgiveness for the things you have done. Because Christ died for that sin that we inherited from the beginning that we could not repay. It's impossible for us to pay that back. And the cleansing was through Christ's blood, suffering, and all the things that he endured for us. So God bless you. Thank you for being here. And you are not broken. Don't have anybody tell you. Don't sing songs about being broken. Don't sing songs about you're fearfully lost, that you need help. And you sure you need help. Sure you're lost. But don't cry it out in pain. If you're suffering a depression, shake it off, because that's Satan working on you to try to divide you from Christ. And that you cry and you reach out from death, from the depth of the ground. Just as the voice of pain was crying out. When God says, where is your brother Cain? Where is your brother? Cain, where is your brother? Who am I? My brother's keeper? Who am I supposed to tell you? You should know all things. You know where he's at. His blood cries out from the ground. He's reaching out to me. Is that what you're doing when you're crying in pain? Don't let Satan grab a hold of you. I know it's hard. We live in the flesh. I go through the same thing. But you had to remember, you are made in perfection in God's eyes. Live up to it. Live up to it the best you can. And know and believe and trust. And walk. Walk the walk. Walk the walk of faith. Because God loves you. He didn't create you in horribleness and weakness. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so they can rule over all the fish and the animals and the livestock and wild animals and over all the creatures that move and creepeth along the ground, above and under. Folks, you got to understand, that is a major foundation, the rock of life that we stand on. Let us make, and I've said this, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. And so it was, so God made mankind in his image. And God isn't broken, so why should you feel you're broken? We just fell short. And we fall short in our sins and our testings each day. Overlook it. Move on. Move forward. Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So we could do the things he planned for us long ago. God has a plan for each and every one of us that he knows. He knows what we're doing. He knows where we're going. He knows where we've been. And then, if I could bring this up here. And I did move it. I don't know where it's at. Let's go back here in Isaiah. Therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, they will know on that day that I am who speaks. Here I am. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation. And it goes into speaking of Zion and your God Zion. He reigns forevermore. It's the deliverance of Jerusalem. But it says what it said back then. It has all the meanings as it does today, this very moment. It's never changed because mankind keeps doing the same thing repetitiously over and over. But you have to understand that God is there. God said, I will never leave nor forsake you. I will be with you wherever you go to the end of the age. So don't become broken. Don't feel inadequate. Don't feel lost. You might be lost, but don't feel that way because God is with you wherever you go. That's what he's told Joshua. He spoke it out to Jonah. He spoke to him in the fish. The fish spit him out. And Jonah says, hey, never mind. Where's Nineveh? Me in the right direction. I'm going to listen to you this time because God was speaking to him and God never left him then. God would not leave you now. It's impossible for God to leave his sheep. He goes and searches out for the one that is lost to bring them back because they forgot the voice. They didn't hear the voice. Listen. Listen to what God tells you. God will speak to you. Pray short prayers. Pray short, strong prayers. Pray short, bold prayers. Pray belief. Pray thanks in all circumstances. Because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. Your name is written in the palm of God's hand. God has a firm grip on you. He's not going to let you go. He will always, Satan comes along, but you always have a doorway out. You're not broken. You're not boxed in. You're not surrounded by the enemy of Satan. You are surrounded by a hedge of protection of God the Father. This is the purpose that we have in life, is to bring others. I encouraged you. God said to Simon, Peter, Simon, I have prayed over you that Satan would not sift you because he came to sift you like wheat. You like wheat. And I pray that you would come through and strengthen your brothers so that they may be strong and not fail. That's what we do. Blessed are the feet of the messenger. Speak it high on the mountaintops, folks. Tell anyone. Just say, Jesus Christ, I love Jesus because he's my Lord and Savior. He died for my sin. He took my death that I was inherited. Something I could not repay, and removed it, blotted out. Remember, God says, I am he. I am the one who blots out your transgression and remembers your sins no more. You're not lost. You're not forgotten. You're not laid aside. You're not thrown out like a piece of old chicken bone to dry up and to wither up in the desert winds and the heat of the day and the sun. No, you're not, okay? Just come to Christ and say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift yourself. Lift one another. If you're testifying to another, it makes you stronger. Because you see you lifted another, that makes you strong. And that's our purpose, to bring the sheep together. Bring the people. Bring God's people back together. My people know my voice. My people know my name. And I know their name, and I shall call them out at the time. On that day, I will speak to them. Here I am. I am the one who speaks. Listen to me. And folks, just don't be misled by people. Don't be misled by religion, tradition, conditioning. Don't be misled by that. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Use your discernment. Follow Jesus. Don't follow churches. Don't follow religion. Don't follow tradition, the indoctrination. Follow Jesus and believe. That's all Jesus said you had to do. That's all. And you will receive salvation once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Accept the fact that he died on the cross, he bled and suffered for you, that you could do all things in Christ, that you could do things that Jesus did and do even greater things. He says this. He says this in John. Read the book of John. You will be mind-boggled if you actually read it in the depth of the spiritual realm. Don't just read it that you think you have the power that you think. Read it in the spiritual realm that you do not exist in this world, that you do not conform to this world, that you are here for a purpose, for a reason, and to lift another and bring others to Christ and live a good life, that Jesus will say, guess what? I wanted this. This is my creation, that I created mankind, and I want them to come back to me as I gather them. You are not lost. You're not broken. You're not inadequate. You're all the above in the positive direction. Don't let any songs bring you down. Don't listen to any other demonic songs that bring you down. Don't worship songs that bring you down and cry out for help. Sing joyful songs. Sing thankful songs. And sure, some of these songs are going to have the I'm broken, can you come help me? Sure, they're going to have that here and there, but don't go full-blown, straight forward, steady, steam forward ahead in these songs and music and religion and traditions that bring you down to keep you suppressed and to lock you away from Jesus. You want to get closer to Jesus. Sing rejoiceful songs. Sing songs of joy. Sing songs that clap and make you want to dance. God loves that. God loves that. Stay happy. Keep your joy. Love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ loves you. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry out of Gainesville, Virginia. Manassas, Virginia. And we are praying for each and every one of you to come to the Lord if you're not. Please gain that relationship today. And as I always do, I've been putting some of my music up that created through the AI for the radio, ireceivedradio.org, ireceivedradio.org. And you can listen to that. It's 24/7, 365. I don't like a whole lot of talking and all these commercials and all this jibber-jabber and blah, blah. I like to stay in with music, joyful music. You'll have music of all kinds. And if you don't like the one song, hang on, you might like the next one. And we do have different worship times in different types of music. We have blues sessions. And it's all about Jesus. We've got a happy hour also that we have joyful fun with Scripture. That it's in a joking manner, in a good way. If you're offended by that, then you're not a child in Christ, because Jesus loves you. And he wants you to be rejoicing in joy. Enjoy and enjoy the music. God loves you. Praise the Lord. Talk to you again. Keep toasty. Stay toasty. Keep your joy. Stay happy and lift one another. Makes you feel better. God bless you. See you again. I hope to get one out here before the week's out. Take care.
Manila to the shores of Qatar, we carry the message near and far. Through the hills of Pakistan, where hope is scarce, we shine his light with a heart prepared.
Oh, rise up and sing it loud and clear. Let the world know love is here, from the Dakotas to Brazil's embrace, to every corner of the human race. Faith.
an iron will. Underneath the trees and the open skies, we declare his name, or truth never dies.
Oh, rise up and sing it loud and clear. Let the world know love is here, from the Dakotas to Brazil's embrace, to every corner of the human race.
No border can hold what we gotta share. No mountain too high, no burden to bear. The gospel's alive, it's burning bright, spreading its word through day and night.
Oh, rise up and sing it loud and clear. Let the world know love is here, from the Dakotas to Brazil's embrace, to every corner of the human race.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.